Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Entrance Rant Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Carlos. That is correct. You're nerd today. How are you, everybody? How's everything going? And yeah, we're still doing this. We don't have the whole cast, so this is going to be like a ramp diary. not a full episode of season 3. But just want to talk about something. We have two big things WWE-wise, which, you know, most of our past videos, or at least our last videos, were, you know, reactions to Daniel Bryan and Adam Cole debuting AEW, and our predictions for All Out right before, like literally 20 minutes before the show aired. You know, so you can find those, you know, on the videos below, and at least the audio for the predictions. But we want to talk about something a little more topical. Today is the 14th of September, and it is, in fact, a new day. Yes, it is. All right, let's get into it. I'm going to share. There's two things I want to talk about. So let's talk about the most positive thing. Let's start with dessert first, and then give me my veggies, as the Rock says in my favorite movie, Fast Five. One of my favorite movies, I guess. So we are going to transition over here to, I want to show you guys. Boom, look at that. Who's that? That's right. Congratulations to WWE's Big E on becoming WWE champion. This is Scott Lish. Sorry, Scott, if I'm pronouncing your stuff wrong. I just realized y'all ain't listening to the music. Come on, there we go. Just a little background music for you guys. But yeah, so we're going to go off right here and just talk about, this is Scott's photo from, you know, he's specifically doing these shooting for PWI magazine. And yeah, so Scott was at the TD Bank Arena in Boston yesterday. And earlier in the day, yesterday, we had a tweet go out from Big E stating, "Hey, I'm cashing in Money in the Bank tonight." Most of the show was revolved around that. Like, hey, I'm in the background doing this, doing that, which initially worried me because announcing so far ahead, you always run the error of like, oh, well, he's not going to win. And with a lot of WWE booking lately and just, oh, that's right, I get cursed on this one. WWE just shit in the bed and just fucking everything up. Like, it was hard to be excited about this caption. Let's say Bobby Lashley, the WWE champion, isn't welcoming. I thought he's been a great champion. Shout out to Bobby Lashley. It's cool to see, like, the manifestation of his of being WWE champion and pretty dominant one as well. But now we also have a new dominant champion. Wait, am I putting it right? No? Okay. How do I point this way? That way. Hey, there we go. I don't know. But yeah, Sky is an awesome photographer. I wanted to kind of just share that stuff right there. I don't know how well you can see that. But yeah, this is exclusively his shots he took. A little watermark right there. He's an amazing photographer. Check him out on Twitter and Instagram. But there we go, man. That was the result of that. So at least when I started watching, I tuned in for Brandi Orton versus Bobby Lashley just to see that match, because I thought it would be nice. Again, much of WWE programming is lackluster, and it's hard to get excited for it. But I tuned in, went to watch this, watched the match, thought it was really good. Was waiting for like the cash in, and then it was gonna be like a Seth Rollins cash in where he's like, it's gonna be a three-way match now out of nowhere, you know. But no, yeah, so Bobby, you know, Bobby beat Randy, Randy RKO'd MVP, so Bobby, like, dominated him. Dominated, that sounds very sexual. He just threw him through a table and he hurt his knee. Got up, Biggie's music started playing, he came in, they officially called the cash in. I'm excited at this point. And they go to commercial break. I'm like, oh shit. Okay. Again, the wind's just taken out of me for this cash in. And this is just WWE programming specifically, but that this is what pissed me off. So the wind gets taken out of me again. Like, Money in the Bank is one of my favorite pay-per-views. for the just excitement that you can get. Like, oh, this means that this guy, this girl can do anything at any time. Like, it just makes the field so much more fun and, like, unpredictable. And so many caches have been so cool. Like, Rollins caching was one of my favorites. Edge's first caching, the first caching ever, was awesome. My personal favorite, funny enough, though, it's kind of hypocritical of me. My favorite one is RVD, like, whatever, like a month or two in advance, telling John Cena, I want you at, you know, One Night Stand, ECW, One Night Stand, that we launch an ECW brand. I'm going to take your belt, bring it home to ECW. And it's one of the best, it's literally one of the best matches. Like, Cena can go. RVD can go. And then just the anger, like, the ECW face. And I'm from Philly, so, like, oh, actually, all of us are from Philly. All the interesting from Philly. And Mark, you went to, like, OG, like, ECW shows. So I'll tell you, like, that forever is, like, crazy. I've been to one as a child. It's nuts, dude. I'm telling you, it's incredibly insane. But that match is very special for me. So this catching didn't seem right. It seemed weirdly telegraphed. And as Mark mentioned in our just personal text messages, it just seems right reactionary, right? AEW has all this goodwill and fervor and I don't know what you want to call it. Like not like a cultural mindset, but like everyone's all eyes are on AEW. You know, Brian Danielson, gotta get used to that. Adam Cole, Bebe, you know, Andrade, all these people who were mismanaged in WWE are now in AEW trying to make a mark. Again, you have someone like Brian Danielson, literally one of the greatest wrestlers in the universe, in AEW, and like all eyes are on there. So all this just felt reactionary between that and, as Mark always likes to mention, WWE is also competing with the most major of sports on Monday Night Football. We here in America love our football. Football is like one of the craziest things ever. Like, people get crazy about it. They love it. It's everything that they hope and dream. You know, whatever. They have their teams and fervor. You know, it's the most popular American sport, I would say. American, not worldwide. No, it's the other. Football. Shitty football, if you ask me. That's heel Carlos. Shooting on you. Footballers, whatever. Anyway. So Monday night, this is the first Monday Night Football game of the season. And WWE has to compete against that when their ratings have been dropping steadily. They don't have the goodwill of the fans. And at least from production and like storyline purposes, we keep hearing, hey, this is thrown in together last minute. This is happening last minute. This is this and this and that. Like, it's ridiculous at this point. So for this outcome to actually happen, for like Big E to actually cash in successfully at the end of Raw, it's actually special. It should have happened years ago. Obviously, everyone, the New Day themselves will say, like, he should have been world champion a long time ago. Now, you know, that's the other thing. So this should happen a long time ago. And I, again, speaking for Mark and Nick, we all thought this should have been drawn out, right? Not necessarily drawn out, but like, hey, what's going to happen? Is it going to happen? You know, like, just kind of build up Big E, because he's kind of been in that, I want to say mid-card. It's not a mid-card. He's definitely a bona fide main eventer. Obviously, now World Heavyweight Championship. But he's been on SmackDown, like, in this midsection, right? Going against Apollo Crews, who's stepped it up, you know, like, he's got disease and all this other stuff. But now to have him actually transition over to this, like, main event status, I'm happy about it. Now, the crazy thing, which is very surprising to me when following WWE and kind of reading dirt sheets and all, is we keep hearing all this news about, like, WWE doesn't know what they're doing, so, like, the last minute, all this other stuff. Well, according to Andrew Zarin of Mad Men, he reported that WWE title changes actually initially planned to be for the original draft date for Raw. So that would have been October 4th. So we're just a few weeks earlier. Again, Is that because of Monday Night Football? Yeah, most likely, yeah, probably. Like 100%, probably. But now we have this where he is WWE champion. And I'm very excited. I hope he gets booked pretty well. You know, I hope there's no stupid shit like Kofi turns on him, or, you know, Xavier turns on him, or anything like anything dumb like that. But we'll have to see. I mean, there's literally like, we're less than 24 hours away from, actually, even like a little over 12 hours from when he won it. So I'm very excited about this, and I don't want to end on a dour note. At least with his reign, I'm very excited. Look at, for at least the Big E section of the Ramp Diaries. Look at that photo. Look at that. Yeah. The pure emotion in his eyes. I started crying, honestly. And, you know, we're almost to the section where he's about to, like, we almost had this holy trinity of wish fulfillment, at least for New Day fans, right? So we have Kofi's been WWE champion, really good reign until literally the last second. That clearly sucked. Big E's now WWE champion. That's awesome. I don't know if Xavier wants to be WWE champion, but I know what he does want. I'm looking at you. Bring back the King of the Ring. Make our boy the King of the Ring. He just wants to be king. King Xavier. Is that so hard? Come on. He's one of the most successful YouTube channels ever in Up, Up, Down, Down. I know it's a WWE thing, still. He made it. He's a G4 host. Come on. He's the kind of funny commish. This man needs to become King of the Ring. It needs to happen. All right, so moving on. Last little thing I want to touch upon before we get off this. Today is the relaunch of NXT. Does it need a relaunch, you say? No. I would say no. I would disagree with you. I would say, hey, it does not need a relaunch. Why would you want a relaunch? And then Vince McMahon's like, oh, I don't care. I'm going to get rid of all these indie wrestlers. AEW can take whoever the hell they want, and I don't give a fuck. That's Vince McMahon, though. And tonight is the relaunch and rebranding, I guess, of NXT. It has a new, like, multicolored logo. Actually looks pretty decent. I don't mind that. We're also entering, well, we should have entered the new era with Samoa Joe as the first ever three-time NXT champion. Unfortunately, due to injury and WWE medical, reportedly made the call on Joe's status. So the decision was made to strip Joe of the title and crown a new champion with tonight's Fatal 4-Way. And I'm actually reading this quickly from Wrestling Inc. This is Mark Middleton. 2.0 is launching without a World Heavyweight Champion. Now, also, 2.0 is apparently going to focus on more WWE developed people. Not like people who came from the indies can work this WWE style. Like, more like, he just signed, I think his Gunnar Hansen is going to be his WWE name, but Parker Bordeaux. It literally looks like you just copy and paste it. Brock Lesnar, de-aged him, put more tattoos on him, and that's it. He looks like a ever so slightly smaller Brock Lesnar with more tattoos. And he signed right out of college just on physique alone, right? This guy has no wrestling talent. I don't want to say talent. He has no wrestling background. Like a Johnny Organo, Tommaso Ciampa. Seriously, with the no SD card thing. I hope that does. I hope it actually does. Fuck it. It's hilarious. Someone that WWE can develop from the ground up. So that's kind of where we're going on with WWE. I mean, there are some people who work the indies, but like, this is like someone that can mold and like just mold into the WWE wrestler, right? Kind of more going back to a developmental thing, not a third brand, as I've seen. I swear by it was a third brand. Unfortunately, that's not where we get. So we have a few things coming tonight. So Joe's legitimately hurt, apparently. And WWE medical legit actually won't let him do it. So we're gonna get a new stage, new colors, new entrance. It looks like Wale is doing the music. What's up, Wale? You don't know me. Your music's good, though. What's up, man? And we have a couple things launching 2.0 of NXT. So we have the wedding of Dexter Lumis and Indy Hartwell. The NXT Women's Champion Raquel Gonzalez is defending against Frankie Monet, formerly Taya Valkyrie of the Indies, Mexican Wrestling, and Impact Wrestling. LA Knight versus Tommaso Ciampa versus Kyle O'Reilly versus Pete Dunne was initially going to be a first contenders match to see who was going to go against Samoa Joe. Now it's going to be for the vacant NXT title. My choice, actually, Mark's choice, because we're on like a lot of Facebook groups together, is Tommaso Ciampa, because he's immediately going to lose it, whoever WWE wants to. That's his choice. I'm going to go with Kyle O'Reilly. I love Kyle O'Reilly. There's no more Bobby Fish in NXT. It's going to be an MLW, though, in Philly, so thinking about that. Adam Cole's in, you know, AEW with the Super Elite. So Kyle O'Reilly. I mean, legit, I mean, he's like two-time ROH World Champion, I believe. Like, he's ridiculous. I believe he's won PWG. He's won BOLA Battle of LA, right? Is that right? The PWG like tournament. I believe he's won that. I think he's been their heavyweight champion as well. I mean, I have been a huge fan of Kyle O'Reilly since ROH and stuff. So him and Bobby Fish. So like, I've always liked them with tag team, but they also do single stuff, which is really cool. So that's my choice. I don't want to say dour note, but let's see how tonight goes with the relaunch of NXT. And again, congratulations to our new WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Vicky. Thank you. Again, my name is Carlos, your nerd today. That's actually my Twitter handle for me personally, because I'm also flipping other stuff for my own channel. This has been another episode of the Ramp Diaries. Again, you can find us, just search the entrance ramp on YouTube, so we get that customer URL. We have a Facebook page. You know, we have an anchor link that's listed below. Yeah, you can find us places. Hit us up too as well. You know, we have a Twitter. Until next time, see you guys.